The riot in Washington, D.C., these made a decision is coming to an end. I know there's been some tweets out there from President Trump, and we appreciate that. And we're going to have some meetings with him when he comes back from Japan and what he's doing. And we're willing to talk, but I think we really want to go nationwide. We have 90 chapters nationwide. And we're in all states all over the country. And if we're not in that state, we're in all the ones around it. So, you know, we can do events anywhere. And we were discussing doing them on the East Coast, West Coast, North, down South, Midwest, all over. And have the chapters work together. There's a lot of veterans and non-veterans out there, supporters that support us. And they want to be here. Too expensive, they don't have the money. They work and they can't get off of work. And a lot of them are, we're all getting old.
Right.
You know, one way or the other, you're getting old. And they can't ride that far, you know. Coming from California, the West Coast area, even up north some, it's a haul, you know. You're talking 2,000-3,000 miles.
That's a long way.
And that's a long way, and that takes a lot out of you. It's a very patriotic event. People come from all over because they believe in it. It's not just Americans. I mean, you know, it's Orientals and it's Spanish and, you know, people from all over the world. We have people coming here from Wake Island, from Guam, from the Netherlands, from Australia, from Austria. Canada comes down every year.
32 years, Artie, what are some of the accomplishments you think this ride has achieved?
Well, we've got a lot of legislation passed, so our government cannot just write off Prisoners of War Mission in Action. We passed so much legislation. We've got the POW flag to fly over all the memorials in Washington, D.C., all the veterans' memorials. We have gotten legislation passed to take better care of the veterans and our troops. The one bill back at the beginning of the Gulf War that we had passed before that war started brought home Jessica Lynch and the other six POWs. They brought them home alive. And why? Because the legislation we passed, stated that if somebody in a foreign country that we're at war fighting a war with gives us information on a live American POW, and we capture them and bring them home, we will bring them and their family to the United States. And it brought them home. Jessica Lynch and the other six would have been dead or never found again. You know.
What remains unresolved?
Live American POW. You know, many were captured in World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, everything in between. You know, they accounted for everybody in the Gulf War and Iraq War so far. But I haven't accounted for those from Korea or Vietnam. I think it might be a little too late for anybody in World War II.
This event has become so big over the years, and you've become a bit of a rock star. What's for you next, Artie?
You know what? That's funny because I've given quite a few talks at different schools and some colleges, and some kids had a patch made up for me. Artie and the Vets, they thought we were a band. And it was funny. That's cute. That's cool.